Audio, Taiwan Special, episode one for the week. It's a funny thing. As soon as I hit the stop button on the recorder, that annoying beeping behind me stopped, if you were watching the podcast weekly. Okay, changes this week, because I'm supposed to say this in the podcast weekly, but the big change for me was this life worldview upending thing that I'm going through, and we all go through them. This week, I'm releasing all of the past live streams onto YouTube. So you're welcome to follow YouTube. If you're new on YouTube to my channel and you see these podcast things, I do podcasts and stuff, and that's what these are. So I'm releasing them. It's been several months. I would import them from Twitch, and I wasn't sure what to do with them, so now they're there. All right, that was incredibly boring. I've got this situation in Taiwan, and I'm realizing what Taiwanese politics have when it comes to their own relationship with the United States. We're all in a battle against stupid government. And the situation where Taiwan's government has done an injustice to me as a foreigner is very small compared to what Taiwan's government has done as an injustice to its own people. And when I look at, you know, people like Jerome Corsi or Michael Flynn, it's like my problems are the least, but I'm looking carefully at what I should be doing to stand my ground in another country for my rights. Is it right for me to get involved in Taiwan's politics? Well, having lived in Taiwan 10 years, I'll give you my perspective. Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, endorsed Hillary because she didn't understand American politics. Why in the world would, I mean, what? Like, that's someone that's clueless. You do not want to have a political machine boss. I mean, Hillary would have been worse than Frank Underwood. And you would not want to rely on Frank Underwood for your protection and security against China. And that's what Hillary basically would have been. It's always been a go look at the Arkansas Little Rocks. I mean, the Clintons have always been kind of a war of like a political machine type of a thing. They just, everything they do is just so they can stay in power and get more power. I don't think Taiwan's president understood that, or she wouldn't have endorsed Hillary. I think she looked at everyone on CNN saying Hillary was going to get elected, and then so she wanted to choose sides. And it's like, wait a minute, America isn't about having friends like that. America is all about making the decision that's going to help people. In fact, you know what? As I'm talking here, I just realized it. You know, I'm going to say what I was going to say first, and then I'm going to tell you what I just realized. No, I'm going to tell you what I realized first and then tell you what I was going to say anyway. What I just realized is I need to come out and publicly endorse Taiwan's president for re-election because I want to prove to the Taiwanese that America is not an angry, vindictive people. And okay, that was what I just realized I need to do, and I need to give that as my reason. You know, having been in Taiwan 10 years, I've been really quiet with a lot of things. Is it right for me to be endorsing a president in Taiwan? Taiwan's president endorsed a candidate from my country. So they set a precedent. See, typically I was in Taiwan and I said, well, I don't want to interfere. And for 10 years, that was the case. But now I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take this anymore. No, I'm done. 10 years of putting up with Taiwan's nonsense. I feel like Luke Skywalker looking at the Emperor. Look, I'm a Jedi. I don't need the Jedi Council to say so. I've done it. I've earned it. It's not a badge on the wall. It's not something that can be bestowed by any person or taken away. I've earned it. In fact, I'm as much Taiwanese as the Taiwanese are. In a lot of ways, I'm actually one of the few who's like a colonial American, because I have put up with a government that doesn't give a beep. And, you know, in America, we've got a less incompetent government than before. But in the colonial times, before the American Revolution, the government was just, I mean, England's king, King George, he just didn't care. He just didn't care. You know, the road needs to be governed. We need to know what side to drive down and it needs to be maintained. He didn't care. There weren't any Democrat talking points about roads and bridges. They weren't doing basic stuff. And so the people were just governing stuff through anarchy. So it's like, you know, in Taiwan, there's some of that, you know, and it's like, I get it. I understand it. And I really think the Taiwanese, I feel like I really understand the Taiwanese. See, I can't complain too loudly about what Taiwan's done to me because it's what Taiwan's been doing to all of its people. And it's taken me 10 years and I finally get that. I finally understand the garbage that the Taiwanese people go through putting up with their government. And I'm realizing as American, the Taiwanese understand the colonial revolutionary Americans better than the Americans do. Because that's really, it's human. America's not the only place where people stand up against an oppressive government, which is oppressive because it doesn't care. And apathy is one of the greatest oppressors. Watch, you're going to have someone write that. Apathy is, okay, I'm going to write that down if I can find an empty space. Apathy. Apathy is one of the greatest oppressors. Okay, so what was I going to say? I've been thinking about getting into Taiwan's politics and making an endorsement and coming out strong for President Tsai, the current president, as kind of a turn the other cheek thing. I helped them, but they wouldn't help me. The government's giving me nothing but trouble. And then I went and helped. She thought Trump was going to be mad about her having endorsed Hillary. And so she was consulting her generals as if the military related to Trump being mad about her Hillary endorsement. Do the math on that one. Why was she consulting her generals? Okay, there, the beeping started again. I may have to stop this so the beeping will stop. So she was consulting her generals because she thought that her military generals were the best people to consult over Trump being mad about her having endorsed Hillary. It never occurred to her that Trump wasn't mad. Anyhow, I called some people, explained that. Stuff went around. The next day, everything turned around. The talking points I gave over the phone were the talking points from Taiwan's government and the newspaper. That's making a difference. There are witnesses to this fact. It is known. I helped their government. I deserve permanent residence under Taiwan law, period. And that solves the problem of Taiwan's broken immigration system that they troubled me with. I wouldn't need that way to residence. If Taiwan had good immigration, I would have had residence long, 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 long ago. But now I qualify for something special and they still won't give it to me. Okay, all right, okay. So now I understand what the Taiwanese really go through. And now I truly am American Taiwanese. I'm still American. And I'm American by birth. I can give up my American passport and become Taiwanese, but I won't do it. As much as I love Taiwan, my American citizenship is and always will be more important. But I've been looking at this and I've been saying, I'm going to come out And I'm going to give a strong argument to the Taiwanese in Chinese. I'm going to use Mandarin. Chinese can be a language. There's some confusion with that. You know, English. We speak English in America. Does that mean that we're English? You know, no. Oh, my goodness. I got to read you from the report about Hong Kong. Anyhow, I'm going to come out and I'm going to say nice things about Tsai Ing-wen. And it's going to be, I mean, my idea was, it's going to be, yeah, they were mean to me, but I love them anyway. They're, you know, it's a mean government. I think I'm going to take the tone on that to say, no, when I called the first time, I said, we Americans aren't vindictive. And I'm telling it to you again. We think about progress, we Americans. And maybe that's the best lesson Taiwan needs to learn. See you tomorrow.